Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from John, chapter 12.
The next day, the huge crowd that had arrived for the feast heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem. They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him, and they cheered.
Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name!
Yes, the King of Israel!
Jesus got a young donkey and rode it, just as the scripture has it.
No fear, daughter Zion. See how your king comes riding a donkey's colt.
The disciples didn't notice the fulfillment of many scriptures at the time. But after Jesus was glorified, they remembered that what was written about him matched what was done to him.
Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. I wonder what kind of king rides a donkey instead of a majestic horse. Imagine I am the donkey. How do I feel taking Jesus to Jerusalem? What do I think of having a path of cloaks and branches to walk on? As I hear the story again, can I imagine being in the crowd that day?
The next day, the huge crowd that had arrived for the feast heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem. They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him, and they cheered.
Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name!
Yes, the King of Israel!
Jesus got a young donkey and rode it, just as the scripture has it.
No fear, daughter Zion. See how your king comes riding a donkey's colt.
The disciples didn't notice the fulfillment of many scriptures at the time. But after Jesus was glorified, they remembered that what was written about him matched what was done to him.
The people welcome Jesus like a king. But soon they will change their tune, and by the end of the week, call for him to be punished. Do I ever forget Jesus is my king? And my friend? Can I imagine what it is like to be in his kingdom. What is it like to be the child of a king? Some of the people ask, "Who is this? Can I ask myself that question?" Who is Jesus? How do I want to answer that? Can I take some time now to remember how wonderful he is to me?
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Been. Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? When did you feel sad? When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? As your fingers relax, what did you do that you're proud of? wish you didn't. Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side, slowly, like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God. And leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off.